and get that update, and then we'll take a break before getting into groundfish. Tom Dempsey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Far be it for me to bump us back onto schedule, seeing as how we're doing so well today. So I won't take up too much of the time. I thought it was important to inform the council where we are with regards to the ongoing development of the monkfish amendment. Our committee has not met since August 8th. However, since that time, staff and the PDT have been working to put together straw man alternatives for Amendment 6. I think everybody will remember this action includes the days at sea leasing alternatives, sector alternatives, and potential ITQ allocations. I've asked Phil to put together a summary document that's in tab 10. It's a pretty short summary of where we are in this process, but I think it'll be helpful. Obviously, we have a number of important alternatives and fundamental questions about sort of the development and the design of each of those alternatives that the committee is going to have to grapple with in the upcoming year. Staff is planning to bring some of the questions prompting some committee discussion and decisions to our upcoming meeting, December 6th. That's going to be in Providence, Rhode Island. That's a joint committee and AP meeting. I think it's also time that we formally create a draft amendment document and formalize some of the concepts that we've developed to this point. I think that's going to be one of the things that the committee discusses at that December 6th meeting. Finally, just to make everybody aware, given how we coordinate with the MID in monkfish management, we've committed to having more committee meetings further to the south. That said, since it's always difficult to schedule meetings in December, we had a pretty difficult time getting a critical mass of folks. December 6th worked out best, but it ended up that we didn't have as many of our Mid-Atlantic Committee members that were available and AP members that were confirmed to attend. So given how many folks on the New England side were going to be attending, we shifted that meeting in, from Philadelphia to Providence. But I just wanted to make sure that everyone was aware we're still committed to having more meetings further to the south in the future. I think that's important. From a cost savings and efficiency standpoint, it just didn't make sense for our December 6th meeting. But if anybody has any questions for me or Phil, I'm happy to answer those at this time, but look forward to our upcoming meeting and a report in January.
Dr. Pierce.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. I know that you're the new chair, so you have some heavy responsibilities regarding the continued movement forward of this amendment. Bill can, of course, address this too. Has the committee paid any attention to the issue of consolidation and excessive shares? An issue that needs to be addressed, I suspect, in light of the fact that we are talking about potential ITQs, seems sensible as we consider Amendment 18 for groundfish, excessive share and consolidation issues, that we should be addressing those particular issues head on, you know, right away in this particular amendment instead of doing it after the fact. So how much attention has been paid to those particular issues so far? And if that's the question, how much attention has been paid?
Thanks, Dr. Pierce, for that question. At this point, we are still dealing with all design elements of each of the alternatives, from days at sea leasing to sector allocations to ITQs. Obviously, excessive share concerns is one of the primary or certainly one of the important decisions that we need to make in designing those alternatives. It's been discussed. I know there's a number of committee members who feel strongly, as you do, that needs to be done at the outset. But it's just one of a really large number of design elements that are going to need to be hashed through as we develop these things. But it's certainly on our list of things to contemplate and consider as we move forward.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. All of us will be, certainly myself, will be paying close attention to that aspect of the amendment, which actually could be very useful in terms of our moving forward with our important discussions about consolidation and excessive shares for the groundfish fishery, so we can maybe learn some lessons from the work that your committee will be doing. Thank you.
Anyone else for questions? Dave Gatham.
Not so much a question as a comment. I like this summary that's provided here. I think some of the questions that are asked in this summary down towards the bottom of the first page are critical to identifying whether or not, this can proceed. And I think we, as a council, need the answers to these questions before we can decide how to proceed with this amendment overall. So I would look forward to a report from the committee on how it answers those questions that are in this document, and especially the two issues raised about who can fish the quota and the issue of how to deal with the incidental catch fisheries, which occur across a wide range and are substantial. I think those two issues alone will determine the viability of this amendment.
Chairman Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had planned to have a workshop that we were originally going to schedule in December in the Mid-Atlantic to address concerns within the southern management area. But we decided after consulting with the industry to postpone that pending some resolution of the sturgeon question, because certainly in the Mid-Atlantic there's a lot of concern about how the sturgeon buyout might affect the monkfish fishery and what the implications of that could be. And just to share the general sentiment there, I think the fishermen in our area don't want to see major structural changes made in the southern management area until those issues are resolved. So essentially moving forward relatively deliberately, but also letting that sturgeon issue achieve at least some degree of resolution with respect to those biological opinions before major changes are made, at least in the southern management area.
Anyone else on the council? Any comments from the audience? Okay. That concludes monkfish. We will take a 50.